Yes. Good morning or good evening if you're in another part of the world. This is the fifth day of the Money Matrix Magic Marathon. So we're halfway through. Wow. And so much coming up, so much bubbling up with the, particularly with the stories and wonderful sharing on the Facebook page of people's different interpretations of Cinderella and how they're going into the story and feeling the story. And also, we're beginning to get from Roz. We had some interpretations of the, you know, the stepsisters, which we started yesterday. So I don't think I'll be going into another character today because it feels like we've got enough grist for the mill with those two, and I don't want to overwhelm you. But we will be going into the fairy godmother character probably tomorrow and get into all those things about being helpers and because I'm seeing it as the archetype for the helper, for the transformer. So, right. So what today's, I just want to say that today we're going to be working on first some of the Cinderella stuff that's come up, which I think which is still needs more clearing from what I can hear. And I heard, like, you don't deserve to be at the ball. And that, in other words, you don't deserve abundance. You don't deserve to really be out there and admired and seen and all those other things that might be involved in that. And then I think tied to that is really the belief that you're not enough, that you're not valuable, that you're not creative enough, that maybe you're not educated enough, that all these things. And so we'll get into, we've touched on these beliefs before, but I guess we're just going to go deeper on that. And that was an element that was also in the sister, the stepsister, was that she was so jealous and nasty towards Cinderella because she really felt empty inside and didn't feel deeply down enough. And actually, that's what a lot of people who are big gossips and just think they're, you know, talking about everybody else, they're coming from a place of not being enough. And the, you know, a disempowered place, but you know, very negative impact from that disempowered place. So, what I'm going to, the positive habit for the day is, or the magic spell, is asking powerful questions. And a number of you who've worked with me over the last little while will know this technique. And that is, instead, is what kind of questions do we ask ourselves? Are they ones that are empowering, or are they ones then that take that actually tell the subconscious to look for more examples of why we are not not enough or whatever? For example, let's say you're trying to clear all the stuff around abundance and be, you know, attract more money into your life. And you're saying things to yourself like, why am I so poor? And which might not be a bad idea just to get out some of the attitudes and that need to be clear. But if you're continually saying, why am I so poor? Why am I not making it? Why is my marketing not working? All these questions can actually just tell your subconscious to look for more reasons about why you aren't enough. And what is often better is to phrase things like what is to actually turn them around. And instead of saying to yourself, why am I so poor, is saying, why am I so rich? Why am I so abundant? And there are lots of ways all of us are very rich and have lots. I mean, Even, too much in certain cases, with clutter, I mean, with objects and things we may have bought that we no longer use, all kinds of things. So why are we so rich? Why do we have so much? Why, and that actually encourages the subconscious to look for examples of how we are rich, to look and actually, go into that thing of appreciation, which I, and gratitude, which is a very important state for attracting abundance, more abundance into one's life. So, there's lots of ways to do this question, and so I invite you, whenever you're thinking of, like, why am I not enough of something, instead of why am I enough, or just look at that and use that question in your life. And with the access consciousness, which was founded by Gary Douglas and is a very interesting method of clearing energy. They use a lot of questions and powerful questions. And one of the questions they use is, how can it get even better than this? So, and they've got some videos up on YouTube there. I've got a link to them in the resources section, and I suggest you just go in there and look at some of what they've done, because they're fabulous at these types of questions. Yeah, like, how can it get any better than that? And you say it in really bad situations and in very good situations, because obviously it can get better if it's bad. And even when it's good, it can get even better. And start using those type of things in your life, and I think you'll find some things switching around. Now, let's say you, actually, a really good example here is, let's say you land a client, a new client, or you get some money coming in. Instead of thinking, and this is a default thinking for many people who haven't really got much abundance in their life, is the default thinking is, well, what's going to happen that this is going to get taken away from me? Things like expenses coming up and saying, oh, well, like, it's almost not worth getting the money because it's going to be taken away. And just use it when you're saying, how can it get any better than that? It's welcoming more of what you just got and not looking at the side that you're going to lose it or something, which is reinforcing an old belief that somehow you can't have this, that you don't deserve this, or that you're going to lose it for some reason. And we're uncovering some of those reasons in these days. So that's around the habits, and if people have questions, please ask. Now what we're going to do is, I would like to just have a little bit more discussion of people, anybody, anything that people would like to bring about the characters that they have been exploring. I've seen some sharing on the Facebook group, and it's quite wonderful. There's people who are saying that they don't deserve to be, come to the ball. And I think Rosie said, had a really interesting thing about feeling that even if she was in, as her Cinderella, that even if she's in the beautiful clothes and everything, she's going to smell of the kitchen or whatever, which is, again, like, maybe if we do get into a situation where we go to the next level, that we will be, like, found out that we're not enough, that we don't deserve it. So those are some discoveries people are making, and I'd just like to open up for people to share a little bit more, and then we'll go into the clearing. And also ask questions if you have questions. Okay, so anybody like to say something? I'm here. I'm looking and seeing people saying something, but I'm not hearing anything.
Can you hear us, Katie?
Oh, now I can.
Oh, okay.
Like I was seeing the little green thing, you know, there's a little volume sound that goes up and down. And I was seeing all these happening and nobody actually, I couldn't hear anybody. So I'm glad to hear you, Katrina. Katrina, do you have something to add?
Well, I was just going to say, I think there's, you know, I certainly see myself in all of the characters, but
yes.
I think that there is this deep, I don't know if it's true for everybody, but there's this profound fear of being envied. There's something about the emotion of envy directed at you that just feels so horrible. And,
excellent.
You know, and I think that because there is a squelching, like it's, there's almost like, what's the point of shining if that's going to be the reaction?
Right. You hit it on, you know, you really hit the nail on the head there. So that is a great one to clear, because I think it's a lot of one, it's one that a lot of people fear. And we kind of do both. Like sometimes I think we tend to sort of, when we see somebody who's actually making it, envy them because we haven't done it. And at the same time, we're afraid of actually being able to get out there and shine ourselves because we're afraid of that exact same envy. And in fact, Denise, when we were doing the call, the introductory call for this, we had a kind of an interesting discussion about the play between the Ugly Sisters and Cinderella in terms of exactly this issue.
Right.
Well, she also, like Cinderella also is, you know, it's almost like a requirement to have that energy to feed like the false self, you know? I don't know how to articulate that, but there's the characters are there because that's what is in all of us, you know, that is,
yes.
That is in all of us, the mm-hmm. punisher, the ridicule, or the, you know, the thief, the, you know, the thief, meaning as these people steal attention all the time.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So.
Wonderful. So let's see if we can go into some of those. That would be that. Those are great issues. Anybody else want to say anything else that you wanted to say, Katrina? And then I'll take a couple of other people. Thank you.
Thank you.
This
is Anne.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Anne.
Hi. I had a really profound sort of revelation when you were talking yesterday, and then since then I've just been sort of living with this, which is that I felt so guilty for getting good things because I didn't feel like somehow it was fair, like somehow I got an unfair advantage, so I couldn't really feel good about what I was getting. So, and I was sort of put on a pedestal as I was perfect, and here you go out, and somehow other people were suffering, and I was getting good things. So just this struggle of feeling like it wasn't fair, so I could never just feel good about getting.
Right. Wonderful, again, because, because that often actually happens in a family. I don't know if it happened in your family, but somebody gets put on the pedestal or gets awarded more stuff, and which engenders envy from their, you know, from their siblings, and then they don't feel good about it inside, and it doesn't work really well at all. So really good. And I think also, I mean, I actually, when you say that, that resonates with some part of me, which feels that I can't really, if I get to be more wealthy or abundant, and there's so many poor people in the world, then that's not fair. So I have to keep myself, you know, like there's a part of me that wants to keep poor because I think of it as unfair. So I feel like that's a little bit linked to what you're saying here.
Exactly. And just in my family, the interesting thing, because I have that very strongly, what you just said about feeling like it's not fair. And in my family, nobody was envious of me. Everyone was just happy for anyone who got an opportunity. So I didn't even have something to reflect back of people feeling bad. We were just in a big storm of really high dysfunction, and they were like, okay, here, you have an opportunity, you go. But inside, I couldn't take it fully on because I felt bad about, like, leaving the others behind. This is all, you know, theoretical, not true, because they're all passing me by now. I'm like, what the hell? I'm still buying the story.
Right. Oh, well, great discoveries.
Yeah.
And we'll see where that goes in the pot, too. We got a lot in the pot today. And we'll keep clearing these issues over the next days. So who else has something here?
Okay.
Hello?
There's two of us. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So the person who just talked, can you say something? No. Okay. I think there's Tyra and Kathy. Is that right?
No, it's Alex.
Oh, Alex. Okay. This is where I have a love point time because, Alex, it's the anonymouses that drive me crazy because I get them wrongly termed. Okay. So, Alex, talk for a moment.
Okay.
So why don't you say something? Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I've definitely resonated with a lot of the points people have brought up. The other thing that came up for me yesterday was, and today is kind of like this story of, well, you can't live your dream life and, you know, like you can't have it all. Who do you think you are to be able to, like, live your dream, share your gifts with the world and thrive and yada, yada, yada. So it's this thing of, there is a bit of envy and a bit of this voice of my parents saying that you're a dreamer and you're never going to make it living your dream. So I'm just being aware of that story right now.
Yeah. And, oh, good insight there. Yeah. You can't live your dream. You can't have it all. That was very strong in my family. You could either, I took years, I've taken years clearing this, one is you couldn't be a mother and have a career and a whole load of other things. So for a long time, I did not have a child because I didn't think it would go with my career. In fact, I had a child at, you know, nearly 46. There were a lot of, often in our families, we're just told we're able to have only one thing. And it seemed, and that we can't get what we dream for and have it all. So great, great recognizing. And also, I love the thing about you're seeing the envy of your parents. In fact, your parents are almost playing the role of the stepmother and the stepsisters in the Cinderella dream.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So interesting. Well, thank you, Alex.
And I think, one more thing. That's a good point, Katie. I think that what I've been noticing is of some people that are not intentionally, but as you're moving to other levels of awareness, and sometimes there's a grasping of people around you, and it's almost like they're holding you back, but not intentionally, but there's like a subconscious something going on there.
Yeah, and that is that you feel if you'll they're trying to take it away from you.
Yeah,
almost like you don't have the right to it, or as soon as you get it, everybody's going to be after you.
Yeah,
and in fact, there's or if you get there's another one. If you get too many clients, you'll just get too overwhelmed. Like sometimes you don't even want to get out there because you're afraid that you're going to have too much coming at you, whether it's money, envy, or, you know, people grasping at you. So it's interesting. There's an opposite side to some of our things is that we think by having, it's going to be too much for us too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So wonderful. Anything else here? I heard one more person there, I think.
Oh, this is Kathy.
Oh, good. There is the real Kathy there. I thought I saw you. Okay.
Yeah. So I resonate with a lot of those. Well, and all the things we've been talking about in the sense of fairness and all those kind of things that I've always grown up with, and really that sense of fairness about the world, and then that sense of being afraid to receive too much because it's too overwhelming, and there's a whole amount of responsibility that goes with it, and you can make, like, if you don't have money, then it's sort of default, like, I can't do anything because I don't have money. But when you have money, then you have to make decisions about what you do, and sort of the overwhelmingness of those decisions. And as I'm sort of dealing with my mom's stuff and then inheriting money that came from her, it's sort of shifting things. And so I was feeling a lot of resistance to that because feeling the overwhelming nature of the responsibility of dealing with that. But it's interesting, going through the Cinderella story has brought the magic back in, and the receiving, and that transition from Cinderella being in the house and in this very small realm into going into being a princess where she's responsible in the larger field, and then having to do, like, you know, it's a whole different place that she's up with, that she'll be transported into, and sort of, and then the responsibilities and the opportunities that come with that. So it's kind of, I've been really appreciating having the magic of the transporting from one world into the other, you know, to support that, you know, and so that there's a sense of joy about it as opposed to dread and overwhelm and things I was feeling before.
Wonderful. Well, that's a really that's another really interesting issue. And what if you have too much? How are you going to use it? How are you going to be responsible? I know. Yeah. I mean, I used to imagine, and my mom has the same thing. You know, what would I do if I had $1 million? Now I have no problem with that. Or, you know, I guess in the times that $1 million actually meant a lot. And there I had exactly the same thing. Well, how would I use it? There's so many things in the world that can be done with the money. Would I do it right? So, yeah, that's an important mm-hmm. part of the whole thing for people who are change makers. So, and I'm glad to hear that you're feeling more joy as you're going through this. This is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's huge.
Because this is what we are aiming to do. Mm-hmm. So anybody else want to say things? And then we'll go into the clearing.
Thing.
Hello?
I've got one thing. Hello?
Yes, and who's speaking?
Trina.
Oh, hi, Trina.
Hi. You know, one thing that occurred to me, I mean, I started this call with, like, stupid fairy tales. They don't work. They're stupid. but it occurred to me that, you know, one of the big things, problems that I have with money is that I can't ask for it.
Yeah.
Like, I do a job, and I can't write the bill out and send it.
Yeah, right.
And when I do write the bill, I keep rounding it down. But, you know, I think that comes from having been disappointed by the stupid fairy tales that, you know, the baseline story is that if you're a good girl and you do your work and you just, like, and you excel in being just a good little worker bee, that a fairy godmother is going to come along and give you free, is going to hand you the kingdom or money.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that the bad ones are the people who go, I'm entitled to this, give it to me.
Mm.
That's the evil attitude, is to think that it's that you deserve it.
Yeah.
And the good thing is to sit back and go, who, me? And, oh, what a surprise.
Yeah.
And So, you know, it's like, where's my goddamn fairy godmother, you know? Like.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good point to be in the story. You know, it's just a story. And if you were to actually write a play, that you're in the story, and where the hell is the fairy godmother, you know? And just go into that for yourself. And what the hell, they never come, you know? Whatever is there. I think that would be quite interesting. Your own fairy tale. It doesn't have to be a fairy tale exactly, just your own story.
The other minor uh-huh. thing that came up, I don't know if it's minor, maybe it's major, is that I was hounded by my mother about, mostly my mother, about wanting the nicer thing rather than the cheaper thing.
Okay.
I mean, we lived overseas, and we would pass through Hong Kong or go here or there, and we had our clothes made, and we would go to the, you know, go look at all the beautiful fabrics, and I would just go right for the really beautiful one.
Mm.
You know, the really soft wool or the, you know, the linen blend mm-hmm. or something. And,
right.
you know, she was just like, you know, who do you think you are? You
who
can't
you
have that.
You,
you know, that's just, you just, you think you're a princess or something? It's like,
ooh.
It's something that's serviceable. And,
right.
And, you know, it was never like, oh, wouldn't that look nice on you? It's like, your tastes are too
extravagant.
You know, your choice of things is just too greedy, too excessive, too whatever.
Great noticing. Yeah, and yeah, too extravagant. Who do you think you are, a princess? Right, so that's why like those beliefs that you don't even deserve to be a princess, and that you can. Then why in the hell would you have a fairy godmother come?
Yeah, because I'm just going to get like, what are you wearing a silk dress for? Polyester's just as good.
Oh gosh, right.
My mother loved polyester because it was easy to take care of.
Oh, gosh. Well, okay, so lots to work on here. Anybody else before we go on?
Yeah, Katie, it's Nina. I just want you to repeat
Nina?
What the theme of today is.
The theme?
Yeah.
Let me see. Well, I'm actually, I think I do that? Well, the theme of not being enough, actually.
Theme of
that's a big one for me.
Oh, okay. Like not being enough, not deserving.
What I do, it's never enough. And that's this weekend too.
Right. And that's a big one. It's never enough.
With the holidays coming, that's one that just really takes me out.
You mean with your family?
Yeah, it's like no matter how many cards you send, presents you buy, good deeds you do, it's never enough. Somehow there's always someone who shows up and says, well, what about me? You didn't remember me.
Sounds like a nightmare scene.
It is, and dreaded every year.
Okay. Well, thank you. And the theme is not enough. And the actual tool was to ask the right, you know, powerful questions. And good. Thank you for clarifying that. And that's another great one is that how you're never enough. And so let's see if we can clear these. Now, what I'm trying to, let me see how we're going to do this. So, because there's a lot here, and I want to make sure, so there's the one thing is that you're not enough. You don't deserve. Whatever you do is not enough. There's another thing is you don't deserve more. You don't deserve abundance, that it's not fair on other people. And I'm just trying to get the major themes here and look if we can just do a series around each of them. And who do you think you are? And other, you know, that's related to abundance. And, yeah, and to feel guilty, yeah, it's not fair, yeah, that's part of it. So I've got the not enough, the not deserving, that you don't deserve abundance because it's not fair, and then who do you think you are to even have abundance? I think those are the three major things, along with, you know, later I think we'll get into the envy of others, you know? So have I missed something here? I'm doing my...
Sadie?
Yes?
Denise here. I think you have one other, and that was receiving is overwhelming.
That's right. Thank you. Receiving, I thought there was something, is overwhelming. Okay. Right. So we'll see what we can do. And the clearings have a strange... So what I would like to do, and why I'm also trying to do this way, is I want everybody to put on a scale of 1 to 10 how great they feel that they're not enough. And you could put in what way, like you're not educated enough, you're not whatever enough, you know? Could be educated, smart enough. And you can just write where you feel that you're not enough and put on a level of 1 to 10, let's say smart, enough educated. You might have something different for smart. You might think it might be sort of low on the level that you're, you know, you really are smart, so it's only maybe a 2 on 10, but you never feel you have enough education, could be at a 9 or a 10. You know, so, because you can be smart but not educated enough, given that there's infinite ways to get educated these days and that we're told that we need to know. And then on the deserving abundance, I want you to, one is that you don't deserve abundance because you're not enough. Okay, so just rate yourself there. And then one is you don't, and the second one is that you don't deserve abundance because it's not fair. It's not fair to other people. Okay, so rate that on a 1 to 10 as to how strongly you have a negative charge around it. And then just the statement. Sorry?
These 1 to 10s always confuse me, the double negative. So the higher it is, the more I feel a bad.
Yes.
So if it's a 0, then I feel I'm the smartest person in the world. And a 10, I feel I'm the stupidest person in the world.
Well, you don't. The 0 doesn't mean you feel the smartest person in the world. It's just you accept who you are with whatever intelligence you have.
Okay, so the 0 is this isn't an issue for me.
Yeah, exactly.
And the 10 is it's a really big one for me.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you for clarifying that. And then again, who do you think you are? What charge do you, when somebody says that or has said that, what kind of charge do you feel around that issue? It's a little bit ambiguous, that statement, but I just want to put it in there. And... then again, receiving is overwhelming to me. Do it on 1 to 10, how overwhelming it would be to receive, you know, whatever you think is being a significant amount of money or a significant amount of richness. Because all of us have different levels of abundance and wealth that we might aspire to or want. And... Or need, because we have different needs to get out our message in the world. Some of us could live in a log cabin, be perfectly happy and doing exactly what we need to do. And others of us, that would not be a good idea. That would not be our way of getting our talents out. So, there we go. Does that, any comments, or is that clear? And what I'm going to do afterwards is going to ask you to, as we go along with the different clearings, is just to go through this list and see if it's any different. And just take the first number that comes to your mind. Or there is an energy technique that you can use where you just... there are number ones that you can sort of body test it. And the one that I find easiest is that I just make a circle with one of my pointer finger and my thumb so that it's closed. And then I try to break through that circle on a statement. Like I'm saying, let's say I'm saying, how much do I think I'm not enough? Is it a 10? And then I'll test the 10, and it'll stay strong. That means it's a 10. So that's a way of doing it. But I don't want to confuse you. So just if you know that kind of thing or you feel comfortable with it, do that. Otherwise, just take the number that comes to your mind, okay? So... right. Okay. Well, we're going to get going because I really want to get through some of these, and we'll see what happens. So here we go. And I think I'm going to just go for a little while where I'm not even going to take feedback for a while. I'll just go on these issues, and then at the end we'll see where we are with it. Okay? So here we go. Even though I feel like I really am not enough at all, I'm not smart enough, I'm not educated enough, I'm not whatever enough to deserve money, abundance, respect, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I'm never enough, never give enough, never do enough to deserve abundance, respect, and love, and acceptance, I deeply love and accept myself. It's never enough. It's never enough. I work my fucking booty off. I work myself to the bone trying to prove that I'm enough, and it's never enough. They never get enough from me. They want it all. I give everything. I give them wonderful presents. I give them cards. I show them I love them. And then there's always somebody who comes and says, hey, you missed me out. You missed me out. Well, I'm missing out. I don't get all those things. I don't get those things, and I don't start saying to everybody, well, you didn't give that to me, or you didn't give me that to the me. Like, they're feeling entitled to everything. They're feeling entitled to all of me, and I'm tired. I'm giving it up. I'm stopping it. Nobody is entitled to me. Nobody is entitled to my time. Nobody is entitled to my presence, to my money, to anything. I'm entitled to that. I'm entitled to that. I have that. I give. I give out of wanting to give, not out of having to give. And if I have to stop all my giving for a while, if I have to stop it for a while just to find out what I really want to give, that's okay. Like cold turkey, everybody. I'm stopping. No Christmas presents, no cards, because I can't give from a good place. Well, I don't have to do that, but that's an alternative. That's an alternative. After all, I bet there's thousands and millions of people who don't give anything on Christmas or holidays or whatever, or birthdays. Why don't I become one of them? Or is there something that I do want to give? And how do I want to give it? How do I want to give it? How do I want to give it? Not in the way I've been giving it, obliged and obliged and obliged and obliged and obliged. Okay. Even though I feel that if I get abundance, it's going to be taken away from me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like it's not worth getting any money because it's going to be taken away from me, grasped away from me, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I don't want abundance because it's going to be taken away from me and I can't stand the thought of losing again, I deeply love and accept myself. I deeply love and accept myself. I deeply love and accept myself. Okay, get off my money. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have money. I'm going to have stuff. And get your fucking grasping hands off it. Okay, so I'm using bad language. That's not nice. And I should be nice and give everything away. I should be nice and give everything away, but I'm not going to be nice. I'm not going to be nice anymore because your kind of nice doesn't feed me. It doesn't really feed you because you need to know how to accept abundance yourself into your life, not just be given it as if you're entitled. You need to know how to be a good receiver and a good giver. And I've given lots to receive lots. I've given lots to receive lots. I deserve to receive. I deserve to do with my money, with my time, with my money, with my time, what I want, what I was called into the world. Because what I want, what I deeply want, outside what I've been conditioned to want, what I deeply want is best for the world, is best for me. But I need to get to that place of knowing what I deeply want and giving myself what I deeply want. And then I can give. I can give, yes, but I want to give in the way that feeds the world, doesn't just make it another codependent thing. It's not charity, codependency, what we're talking about in this new world. It's not all that stuff. It's everybody getting abundance, receiving, receiving, giving, receiving, receiving, giving, giving, receiving, receiving, giving. I'm taking some water. Okay, on a roll here. Okay, it looks like we're on for and I will come back to the fair thing, but it looks like we're on to who do you think you are? Who do you... Okay, actually, I better do the other statement. Even though I've been told that I can't really want what I want and have what I want to have, I can't have it all, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I've been told I can't want what I want and I can't have the finer things in life and I can't be something more than my parents or my grandparents or my family or the culture. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I've been told that I can't be all of who I am because it would threaten too many damn people. I deeply love and accept myself. Who do you think you are? 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 Who do I think I am? Who do I think I am? What if I am the cat's meow? What if I am the cat's meow? And that's okay, because we're all the cat's meow. We're just in different ways. Who do I think I am? I'm a person who loves beauty. I'm a person who loves beautiful fabric, appreciates beauty, appreciates beauty, appreciates natural materials, not the polyester horrors. I'm somebody who appreciates beauty, texture, feeling, 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 feeling. I'm a person who appreciates the beauty, the sensuality of what's there and wants to experience that. Who do I think I am? A purveyor of beauty, a purveyor of beauty to the world. And beauty is truth, and truth is beauty, and truth is beauty, and beauty is truth. And this is my truth. I love beauty. I want to live in beauty, my idea of beauty, not your idea of beauty, my idea of beauty. I want to live in beauty and abundance of beauty, abundance of beauty, abundance of beauty, of beauty, of beauty. Taking some more water. Okay. Even though I don't deserve to be abundant because everybody else in this world is so poor, at least, you know, the 98.9% of the world is starving or is, maybe not starving, but isn't living right. So why am I the person who should have any abundance? Even though I don't accept I have the right to abundance when so many people don't have it, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't feel I have the right to abundance when so many people don't have it in this world, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't feel the right to have abundance when so many people don't have it, I deeply love and accept myself. How can I accept abundance? How can I accept abundance when so many people are getting nothing, are just eking out a living? How can I accept abundance when there's starvation? How can I accept abundance when there's people who are homeless? How can I accept abundance when people don't have enough? Other people don't have enough, so why don't I just not have enough and be like all of them? Because it might be dangerous not to be like them. Because it might be dangerous to not be like them. Why? Why can't I have abundance? Why can't I have abundance? Why can I have abundance? Why is it the best thing in the world for me to have abundance? Why is it that we all need to claim abundance? Why is it that we have to get out of this model that there's just enough for a few and not enough for all? We've got it all. We've got amazing crops and plants and an abundance of nature. We've got it all here, but it's just not distributed in the right way. It's just falling into a few people's hands, but things can change. Things can change, and it needs to change by us starting to accept the abundance, by the people who are good and who have the good of the world in their minds, in their hearts, in their bodies, accepting that, receiving that abundance so that they can do what they need to do in the world, so they can do what they need to do in the world, so they can do what they need in the world, so I can do what I need to do in the world, so I can give my gifts and live well and live happily and joyfully. And actually, all I need is the abundance of what gives me joy. I want abundance of what gives me joy. And when I need the money to get the abundance of what gives me joy, then let me have that money. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. It's just a tool. Okay. We'll go into one more. And this is, this is receiving is overwhelming. Okay. What is, at least around this theme, what if I was to receive all that I needed? Okay, now I'm getting into such an altered state. My EFT is definitely changing. Okay, so here's the EFT. We begin I'll begin with the opening statements. So, even if I feel receiving is overwhelming, I deeply love and accept myself. Even if I feel overwhelmed by receiving and that I'll receive too much and I won't be able to deal with it, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I feel like I can't deal with receiving and I'll receive too much, I deeply love and accept myself. What will I do receiving all this wealth and abundance? What will I do with it? There's too much responsibility. I'm going to have to say no to people. I'm going to have to say no to causes. I don't know what's most important. What is most important to do if I have with money? If I don't have any money, I don't have to make decisions. Too many decisions to make, too many decisions to make, too many decisions to make, too many no's to make in order to make the big yeses. Too many no's to make in order to make the big yeses. What if I could just make decisions? What if I know how my money needs to be used? What if I know deeply that? And what if I was just to access that place which knows how my abundance can be used? And what if I was just to let myself relax into that? And what if nothing is too much? Because I can say no. I can say no to opportunity. I can say no to some clients. No to a lot of things. I can say no to a lot of things so that I can say yes to my purpose, so that I can say yes to me. I'm saying yes to me. I'm saying yes to me. I'm saying yes to me receiving and to being able to be responsible with my receiving, because I know my responsibility is making decisions from the deep, 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 deep place, the deep, deep place which accesses not only me, but the universal source that accesses the place which knows what is right. What is right for the moment, not what is right for in terms of this world. What is right in all realms. What is right in all realms. What is right in all realms. Okay, I'm going to... That is a fair amount of clearing and a fair amount of time. If you can just go through the statements and see where your levels are there, see if they've moved at all in terms of the 1 to 10 ones. And then I'm going to open up for a little bit of feedback. And then I'm, as usual, probably going to go a few minutes over the call. If you need to go. And you can always listen to the last 10 minutes later if you like to. I am going to do the healing codes after all this. So just stay on for what you can. So I'm going to get a little bit of feedback about how that kind of worked with people. I sure worked those issues. Hello. I'm hearing people but not hearing people. Can somebody say something again?
Hello?
Yes, Katrina. Good. I'm finally hearing you. So would you like to go first?
I didn't intend to say anything. I was just going to say hello so you knew that we were still here.
Oh, thank you. Okay, then you don't have to say anything. So there were a couple of people that looked like they wanted to say something. Trina? I see you there.
I'm here, but I was just letting my dogs out, but making noise doing that.
Oh, okay. So who would like to say something?
It's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
I was struck when we were doing this about that sense of receiving and that's one of our big jobs in the world is to receive what's already there, you know, that and teaching each other how to receive, you know, that sort of, because it's already there, you know, and it's sort of like, you know, we can build solar panels to catch the sun that's already shining on us, you know, there's already more than enough already shining on us, and it's about learning how to receive it. That's a big
Yes. Yeah. Great realization. And it really all, I mean, I've heard it's like all money issues are about our ability to receive.
So that, rather than that sense of scarcity, you know, sort of knowing that in your heart, and then taking away the judgment stuff and just learning how to receive, you know, it's like that. It's not playing the game of the scarcity, because it is a game. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Anything else, or
Katie?
Yes.
It's Loretta.
Oh, hi, Loretta.
Hey, listen. I feel like I'm in a swirl. I'm going to trust. I'm going to trust the healing comes, even if my mind can't hold it. But I did go back over the questions, and I noted a significant difference in my emotional response to each of them. You know, one of the things that I'm just so aware of. I grew up poor. I mean, I lived in a poor household, and so lack was always the expectation. You know, abundance, having more than you need was like, what? You know, what's that about? And then at 17 years old, I entered the convent. I became a Catholic nun. Oh. And so for 50 years, I lived a vow of poverty.
Wow.
It's like I'm absolutely in a swirl. I don't even know what to say, except that all of this is touching me very deeply. Because, you know, all of some of the things in particular, you know, why would you have anything? Because there's so many people. I mean, I worked among the poor all my adult life. And so why would I want to have anything better? Or, you know, the less I had, the more other people were able to have. And yet I struggled because I did want good things. I did love beautiful things, you know. And put me in a store with boxes of all sizes and shapes. I buy them all. I just have a real, you know, love for a beautiful thing. So, but there was always that struggle because I didn't have money. I wasn't supposed to use money. It was supposed to be something that was used for the people that we served. So all I can say is I'm swirling around, and I'm just going to trust the process, bring the healing because for me, it's not even just a matter of having money, it's the matter of having my life and having my being and having, you know, a right to be here. So it's pretty significant, and I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you. And it doesn't surprise me you're swirling. And thank you for all the things that you brought up. And yeah, growing up poor and becoming a Catholic nun with a vow of poverty, powerful things that shape how you are and that you will be breaking from or are breaking from. And for all of you, I would suggest there's a lot that's been stirred up here. Some of it may move right away. Some of it may move later. And we will be doing the healing codes. Just be gentle to yourself today. Watch out for, you know, just drink lots of water. Again, you could take Epsom salt baths or things like that. They help clear energy that needs to go out. So anybody else like to say something or before we go into the healing codes, which will in a very general way clear these issues too?
Katie, this is Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Hi there. I will say something. I have everything had resonated with me that we worked on today, from being envied to not being allowed to feel good about getting good things, et cetera.
Oh, dear, there's something happening with your phone here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, and I mean, it was happening a little bit with Loretta.
Okay.
But,
so
keep going.
The one thing I wanted to share, though, is that...
Now it's going again. Just
okay,
minute.
I think maybe I'll share next time, then.
No, we can hear. You can hear.
Now we can hear.
Oh, okay. Well, what I wanted to share was that I have this resonance with St. Francis, you know, the spirituality of St. Francis and the giving it all away. And I don't know if it ended up that I resonated with that because that was kind of the expectation in my family or whatever, but that was something that it was a kind of a deep spirituality for me. And so now to be able to say, well, you know, I do deserve abundance, and I'm not going to give it all away. That's a real shift for me.
Thank you, Denise. Actually, it went in and out. I don't know if that was for everybody. I heard St. Francis and giving it all away. So maybe you could put that on Facebook as well if you have a chance.
I'll do that.
Today. Okay, thanks. I have no idea what's happening with your phone because it happened with both you and Loretta. And we'll see if it happens with anybody else.
I think it's your phone, Katie, because we could hear her just fine. I think it's your phone, Katie, because we could hear her just fine.
You can? Oh, yes. Well, that's excellent. That's interesting. boy, we're really dealing with a lot of interference technologically speaking, but we go on. So anybody else want to say something?
I wanted to say with regard to what Denise just said that a long time ago I won I thought I won something like $70 million. I had the thing on my jackpot, and I went the whole weekend without saying that to anybody but my son and my partner because I was afraid it was going to be stolen from me. And then I found that the card I had, and we had a wonderful weekend just figuring out how to spend it and so forth. And then I found that it was one of the answer cards. It wasn't the real lottery ticket. And so I didn't win it. I found out on Monday. And I said that, I told somebody, and they said, it's probably because you gave it all away before the weekend. So I think there's a responsibility to not give, like you said before, to if you do have money, if you do have a lot of money, to use it responsibly and so forth. And we were just having a ball giving it to all these charities and to each other and to, you know. So there is, I think there is a real responsibility for not giving everything away and being careful with that wonderful gift.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of distortion, so I'm hoping when I listen to the recording I can get that. And luckily other people are hearing it. So I just can't respond. I did hear that you were, you know, you were talking about the responsibilities of giving to all the charities. So, and I'll check that out. And if you can share also on Facebook, that would be great. I'm sorry
okay.
about this. And I'm glad that other people are hearing because they will be able to respond if they would like to. So anybody else want to say something?
Hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I just want to say one thing because I have to actually go. But, you know, it was interesting because what came to me as you were doing all the clearing was that, you know, that money is just energy and money is receiving abundance. So and I've practiced this before, is like being in, you know, receiving the abundance and being in gratitude. But I think it's being open to receiving it in the money form as well. And really, really feeling in our hearts that, you know, and for myself that, that it is a tool. Like you said, that money is a great tool and, or maybe, I don't know, but that's what I heard. And I just, that's how things are being reframed for me, and I've been meeting a lot of very and working with clients who are very financially abundant and are such nice people, and that's really helping me as well to really model that for myself and to realize that you know, it doesn't change me, that it'll actually help me do more good in the world. And you know, I'll have more freedom to give my gifts more freely and to help more people. And I don't know, that's really where I'm sitting at with it today, and it feels really empowering.
Oh, well, thank you. I heard most of that. A little bit got distorted. And, yeah, so it's just about receiving in money form, and that it's a beautiful tool, and mm-hmm. you're getting it reframed. And so thank you, Alex, and I hope to be able to hear the whole response when I re-listen to this. So anybody else, or we'll go into the healing codes? Okay. So, and feel free to everybody to share on the Facebook page. That really is lovely when we get that conversation going. And you should all be able to get into the Facebook page. I've actually sent out the link a number of times, and you just, unless you don't have an account, all of you have been, everybody except one person who doesn't have a Facebook account are actually in the group and accepted in, so you shouldn't be having any problems getting in anymore. Okay, so by just going on the link that I've provided for the Facebook group. So one reminder is that this Saturday we're going to be having a Get It Done Day, so just to put that in your calendar.
Oh.
And that's in the schedule. Everything is on the welcome page, which I gave you a link to a welcome page, and you actually, if you go to the welcome page and just click on the blue titles of everything, you'll see everything laid out. But what I'll do again today is just do a reminder email to people about a couple of the important links, because it seems that people are still not getting to the places that they need to. So, okay, so wonderful. Thank you all for participating in this. Oh, we're going to do the healing codes. For those of you who can stay, it's a little longer. I'm sorry about that, but felt like we needed to go through a lot. So for those of you who would like to stay for the healing codes, we're just going to put all these issues into the which is a bit like it's a lot, but we'll just put them in, and what can get more healing and less charge in them, great. So I pray requests that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, and destructive cellular memories, and all resulting physical issues related to me being not enough to or not never doing enough to deserve abundance, that and to all those issues that it's not fair for me to have abundance, or that receiving will be way too overwhelming for me, and those issues of that I can't have everything, that I can only have a little bit of it, that all those a little thing, and that it's, and the idea that somehow it's a pipe dream that I can have all that I need and want, that all those issues be found, opened, and healed, filling me with the love, life, and light of the great Creator. I also ask that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Okay, so we're going to be cupping our hands and for the healing codes, and pointing our fingers a couple of inches away from the flesh, from your body. And the first position is in between the eyebrows. And you you can just relax into this, or have just focusing on, I can have it all. It's okay for me to receive. Or it's beautiful for me to receive. And I usually during the healing codes, they don't say anything, but I break all the rules. So I sometimes say things. So I'll see if I'll be quiet, or if we'll just, if things come up. It's so good to receive. Okay, and then moving the hands down to the throat area and focusing the energy from the hands to the throat area. And then to the side of the jaw. Left hand pointing towards the left jaw, your right hand pointing towards the edge of the right jaw. All is well when I can receive. I'm opening my arms to the abundance of the universe, and all is good. And then up to the side of the forehead, where on the temple area, your left hand going to, directing its energy toward the left side of the left temple, the right hand to the Lord's right side. And then in between the eyebrows. What if the whole world just could learn how to receive? What if I'm one of the pioneers? In teaching the world how to receive. Down to the throat. What if I just open myself up? Open like a beautiful flower and receive the sun. Receive the blessings, the abundance of energy in all forms, whether it be money, love, time. Okay, now we go to the side of the jaws. And the side of the temple. And we're going to do one more round because that's what's called for right now. In between the eyebrows. And then down to the throat. All is well in this wonderful day. Another wonderful day of my wonderful life. Why is it that I wasn't able to see it that way? Side of the jaw. And then side of the temple again. breathing in deeply, breathing out. Knowing that giving and receiving are as natural as a cycle of your breath. And if you don't bring in as well as give out, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. So now you're moving in to what's something that does work. Works best for you, works best for all. Okay, putting your hands on top of your head. And when you're ready, just dropping them down to your side and opening your eyes up and looking at something beautiful in your environment. And I'm taking some more water. Probably be taking a little bit after this call. So thank you all for being here today, and I'll give you a moment more, and then we'll say goodbye. Yeah. Deep work, so treat yourself gently today again. Whatever comes up, it's part of unearthing this old story and creating a new story for yourself around money and abundance. Okay, so I'm going to say bye.
Thank you, Katie. Bye.
Thank you, all of you.
Bye, Katie.
You're so precious.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.